Hello, this is day... Well, it's the 20th, but it's day 19 of ABC because I'm a day behind. And I'm back at the hospital. I've been seen by the PD nurses and the dietitian, the renal counsellor, the blood test man, the doctor... And I've got one more thing to do. And that's to have a line change. So I'm just waiting for that now, and then I can go home. Yay! So hopefully they won't keep me waiting too long. Because I will be mighty glad to get out of here today, to be honest.
Hello, do you want to come through?
Okay. Yeah.
But you're desperate to get out.
I am. Can't wait. Well, I've seen quite a few people today, and this is the last stop.
Right. So, is it let's take this side?
Yes.
So you need to come this way a little bit.
He thought we were going. He thought we were going then.
Right. So now you need to go to the.
Where am I going? Over here.
Mind the put lots of that's a table. Right.
So left. Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah. A bit more.
Okay.
Bottom of the bed.
Right. I've got it. I've got it.
It won't be much longer then now.
And then we can go home.
Back out into the sun.
Yay! Hey.
Oh,
come here.
Give me his lead. That
come on, you simpleton. Good boy, sit there. Sit.
So this is the bit you don't like when we do things to your mistress. Mistress?
Mistress?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yes, please. Now come and stop dancing about. Sit down now.
Hello.
Oh, it doesn't sound too healthy, does it?
No. That's probably healthy.
Yeah, that's... Wake me up at 4. With a cup of tea. Niall, come here.
I'm sorry, I can't take you out.
Come on. Come on now. Sit. Down. You might be in the way there.
Peritonitis in January. Yeah. Yeah. So we should rearrange your pet matter. Here we go. Michael dislikes. Unlock. Button. Unlock. Button. Unlock. Pause record. Screen. Audio boom. Close. Button. Audio boom. Close button. Copied to pasteboard.
What?
56 minutes and 25 seconds. Screen lock.
Yeah, there will be.
Did you hear what Alice said to me now? Did I take care of what she said?
She said, because you had peritonitis in January, you need to rearrange...
Peritonitis in January?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You had an infection
in
January.
Ah, that's what she's talking, yeah.
And we should redo a PET and adequacy test.
Yeah.
So you should book an appointment to come... on a Thursday or a Friday, and we will do that test for you.
But which Thursday or Friday? Any day?
Yeah, soon.
And I'm going to this Friday. I'm fully booked.
Okay, well, next Friday.
So I should make an appointment before I go?
Yeah. And Alison will give you the guide sheet because you will need to bring some samples with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hands away.
I'm sorry. I've done it a few times, actually, in the past.
Same thing again then.
Yeah, all right.
We need to do one of those again, yeah?
All right. So I've got to talk to me, you have to explain to me.
That's all right.
Okay. Right,
so I can go home now? No, wait on Alison coming back.
Yeah.
Melanie, I'm just coming.
Are you Kirsten?
Claire.
Oh no, I'm going to get you mixed up.
Oh, it's because we're both Scottish.
I know.
I've got a rougher accent than Kirsten.
Where are you from?
Stranraer.
And where's she from?
She's from Edinburgh.
Oh yeah, that's the posh place,
yeah,
isn't it?
I'll be back in a minute.
All right. This is a very comfortable bed, and I've had 1 hour's sleep. Soporific. But I'm just messing. That's the truth of the matter. Is he in your way there?
A wee bit.
I don't really know where to put him because he can't go over the other side.
Where's your tube, Melanie?
It's here.
What side? It's right there.
Somewhere. There it is.
So,
Dr. Ken's didn't put it back in a very good loop.
What's he like?
I know.
He's getting his P45, Melanie.
I know.
Could now leave? Could I even?
You can move him over and put him over the other side.
I could. No, if I can just put him like here,
yeah,
just at your feet.
Yeah, you can do that. Just
Niall, can you come here at Melanie's feet? Niall, go there.
Now sit. Is he in the right place?
1 minute. Sit.
He gets a bit confused. Sit.
Oh, good man, Niall. Very good. Lovely.
Down.
Excellent, Niall.
Lay down.
Lie down.
Down.
Oh, he's lying down.
Good boy.
You're a lovely boy.
Now, apparently, I've got to ask you, I don't know whether it's too early to do this, I've booked a holiday in September about
no,
getting
that's
my,
not too early.
Getting Mob's fluids delivered.
We'll need to sort that out.
Okay.
Do you know where you're going?
Yeah.
And phone number of the person and everything?
Well, I don't know the phone number, but...
You could phone us with the phone number of someone who would be able to receive the delivery,
yeah.
Could you?
I know it's a hotel, so they do know it's coming.
Okay, so if you get a number and a name of someone to receive the fluid,
okay,
that would be great. I'm just going to double check the other thing.
What length?
Yeah. See the tube? Melanie's tube's slightly different to the other one.
Why do I have a different one? Is it because I'm on Fresenius?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a different brand. It's the same technique.
Do I change it? I'll go and get a Fresenius tube to change it.
Yeah, I'll go and get them.
Oh, it's okay. I know where they are. I've seen them. Just dials there, just in case you...
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry, Claire. Do you know, I was thinking that it was this other lady.
It doesn't matter. I was too busy with that man anyway. Okay. No, I can't even
Unlock. 49 minutes. Pause recording. 10 minutes. 49 minutes and 10 seconds.
Okay, I've had my line changed. I didn't find out my results of my heart test today because I have to have the second part before they can come to any conclusions, but it did say on it no immediate concerns or something, no immediate complications. So that's promising at least. I started taking the tablet I was meant to take ages ago and I was frightened to take it because I've heard bad things about it, but I've taken it and I'm fine. I saw the dietitian. She gave me some advice about various things and I had to do a strength test. You have to squeeze these things, these bars together, and that was okay. I hadn't deteriorated from before. Had my blood done, saw the doctor, and that was about it, really. And so, Friday I'm back for the next part of the test, which I'm not looking forward to at all. But, hey-ho. There you go. I didn't sleep last night. I nearly didn't come again today. I had about an hour sleep from 6 till 7 and I sat there and I said, I don't want to get up. I made myself get up. Went and had breakfast, got ready, and the rest is history, as they say. So now I'm going to be going down to the departure area in a minute and just going to see... I've got my card on me, whether I to get something to eat. It's difficult getting something to eat there because it's so busy. But I think I'm going to try and get something. But it's hard because it's self-service and it's so busy and there's no one to tell you what's in the cabinet. That's why there's another one which is on the way there, which is less busy. So I might go in there, and usually I just collar somebody because there's a few people going in there, but it's not like manic like the other place. And they do the same kind of thing. They do Costa sandwiches and drinks. And I might just go and have my lunch there, actually, because if I get a hot drink and I'm in the departure place and then my name's called for the transport, they won't let me take my drink. So I think I might go and do that. I'm actually pretty hungry now because I had my breakfast early. And I've also put in motion arrangements to have my PD fluids, boxes, etc. delivered to the hotel where we're staying in September. And you have to do it at least 3 months beforehand, so I'm glad I... remember to do that today, otherwise it might have been too late and that would have been an absolute disaster. It's very busy, you can hear trolleys and things going up and down the corridor all day long here. Anyway, I'm going to pause this for now and I'll come back when there's more to report, if there is.
45 minutes and pause recording.
I'm now in the departure area. I've got a sandwich, tuna, and a bottle of Fanta. if I can get into this.
You want me up in that?
No, I've done it now. Yeah. That's one of the easier ones. Sometimes they're more difficult than that.
Yeah, I know.
Name of
the dog's Nile. Because my friend got Sambo.
What's his name?
Sambo.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a trained dog as well.
Oh, okay.
He has all his tests and everything.
Oh.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Are you?
As well, yeah.
What's wrong?
I was going to the actual emergency. I thought maybe, as my doctor has been sort of dealing with the matter, I will probably walk into the surgery. That's what I'm going to do. Oh. Just down the road. I can't be to go there, but I said it's best I go to my own doctor, you know.
Oh, dear. I hope they can sort it out.
I've got some trapped nerves, you know.
Oh, man.
Yes, painful.
What's that, in your back?
No, resting on my side.
Oh, darn.
At the moment, my legs are in pain.
Yeah.
I didn't get much sleep last night.
Oh, dear.
I can't get up because of this walking, you know. I was in much pain. And when you go there, you have to wait so long because there's so many people. Walking, you know, in the morning. I've done it before, but no, I couldn't do it this time. I'm in too much pain. I'm going back to my doctor now.
Oh, good.
Because again, I can't take the medication. They gave me.
Have you got far to go?
No. The 4-6 they take me halfway, then I get the local bus, take me straight there. I come with the intention to go to emergency, but I said, I'm not. I better walk into my surgery. I've done it before.
As long as you'll get seen.
I have a wait. I don't mind waiting. You have to wait. But all these tablets, so much side effect, isn't it? Mm. I can't take ibuprofen.
I'm not allowed to take them.
Oh, they're dangerous anyway. Mm. The side effect is so high.
Well, I've got kidney failure and you're not allowed to take them.
Because very important, if you have a problem with your heart or you can get a stroke or this, I don't take it because it's burning me a little, but not even that. Because of the side effect, I decided not to take it.
Mm.
But no, I'm going to go and see her now. Whoever I'm going to see, he or she, they're going to give me another tablet.
That's the trouble.
I'm waiting for physio, so... I'm in constant pain, day and night, all day. The paracetamol doesn't
help. They don't help.
They don't help.
They're okay if you've got a temperature or something like that.
Yes,
that's about it.
When you think of it, one of the caplets is 500 milligrams.
Hmm.
So if you take 4 in a day, you're taking 4,000 milligrams. But the chemist is okay, just don't take more than 8.
No, you're not meant to take more than 8.
I don't take 8 anymore.
No, I wouldn't.
But I'm not now, I'm going to see them whoever I'm seeing, and I'm demanding to see someone. I don't know if they like me. You go on the phone, you can't get to the duty doctor.
I know. 6
people ahead of you. They give you a call back, but I have to come out. I can't sit there and wait. They're very bad. I mean, they're very good, but it's too many people.
They're just too busy. That's the trouble. I can detect an accent when you talk. What's your accent?
We're from Jamaica.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't sound like a Jamaican. Well, not to me.
I'm Indian.
That's probably what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm born in Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
Raised here.
Yeah. You've got a very. It's not very strong. It's very slight. It's not.
Yes.
It's a nice accent, actually.
I've been here since I was 13. So you know. I know about Padua and all these things, you know.
Yeah.
So. You're English, yeah? Mm. Yeah. Have you got a problem with your eyes?
Yeah.
What's wrong, darling?
They don't work.
Hmm?
They don't work. No, I don't know. They just...
Can you see anything?
No, nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
You have someone to look after you and help you?
Oh, I've got a husband and I've got two kids.
That's good. That's good. Thank the good Lord. Thank Jesus. Because, I mean, I've been going to the church for healing as well. I was there yesterday. Help a bit. Help a bit. I'm going tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, help.
Pray for you on the salad and keep it. You know, as well, it's in the cleanliness and things.
Yeah.
It's good, love, you're not alone, because there's so many people alone, and, it's, you know, I live in my home. Thank Jesus, I mean, just this pain, it's because I've got a trapped nerve.
Yeah.
The chemist says just something happened like that. I always think somebody worse up than yourself.
The
church says, forget your pain. Forget it, you have the pain. Just forget it.
Not always easy though, is it?
I'm talking to you because I'm sitting there now, it's not too bad, but when I start walking, and you're not supposed to sit down too long. You're supposed to be walking.
You've
got a long way to go?
Orpington.
I've been up there once or twice for shopping. Away
in the 358. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. That comes up my way.
Are you getting home?
I'm getting the transport.
All right, so you wait.
Yeah, just waiting to be called.
Yeah. It's hard if you're in your living your own, because if you're in your own, it's a struggle and all that, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't trust people these days who you have in your home. And I mean, they are trustworthy carers and things like that, but then again, you. A lot of people don't want these people in their home. I had a where I was living before, I had a man, he had his own house, and obviously his eyesight was losing, that was where everything happening to him.
Yeah.
He didn't want the carers in, but Sally should take care of him.
I suppose people get a bit,
and
they feel a bit vulnerable, I suppose.
In the end, he had to have them in because he had to have the bathroom, they have to do this and do that, you know. So
the trouble is, my husband was a carer, but you know, going around for people with dementia and that, but
it's very hard. Dementia. I'm in the caring field. Mm. Was in the caring field, so
it's very
I've
hard.
Seen a lot. Yeah.
And the money's terrible, isn't it? I think they deserve to be paid more than they get.
Well, depends, you know, where you work. Yeah, money is nothing these days. Comes, go, pairs you earn, comes and go.
He worked.
Nothing, money is nothing really.
Oh, it's not.
But we have to live with it,
but
it's not all, you know. There's other things
in
life, you know.
That's what we always say, but unfortunately, you needed
to. This is it, you know.
Whoever invented it, I wish they hadn't.
We have to pay our tax, we have to do this, we have to do that, we have to do what the government tell us and things.
Yep. But he used to work night shifts in a care home.
Yes.
It was like it was just him with 10 patients with dementia, and it was...
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard work.
You end up having it, you know.
Well,
you
the thing is...
dementia and all. Because I've been caring. I work in the hospitals, and my last to my retirement, I work in care home.
Yeah.
And two of them closed down anyway, but I managed to get a job in the Christian home, Methodist home. I have taken retirement. This is quite a lot, you know. But I enjoy my work because I met some nice.
Yeah,
he
enjoyed it. It's just that.
Yeah, I don't dementia and.
It's hard. It's quite sad, you know.
It is sad because yesterday I was in Tesco. I was having tea in the big one in Streatham.
Yeah.
And a Chinese lady, came in with her husband. And you could tell, I'm sure it's dementia. Anyway, he said her and everything.
Oh, it's sad, isn't it? But
he's under pressure.
Very sad. And he was sad at the home when people used to say, when am I going home? When's my daughter coming? And they used to be looking out the window all the time. No. It's really sad, you know. I said, oh, don't tell me. It makes me want to cry.
Yes. If they catch it at an early stage, and medication will help.
Yeah. Not really, no.
No. You do everything. You cook everything.
Yeah. You do little things. Yeah. No, not usually. The only thing, I get tired because of my kidney problems. It makes me feel very tired a lot of the time.
Kidney problem, have you?
Yeah.
I have my boyfriend's got that, John. Liver problem, heart problem, so it's in and out of hospital, in and out. He's just been in again. I don't, he has to come out yet. But he's deteriorated, he's now slowly going down.
Yeah. Well, I'm on dialysis, I'm hoping to get a transplant, but hopefully I'll feel a lot better then. I mean, I'm all right. But I could be better. But then again, I could be worse.
You want a transplant?
At least I can walk about.
You haven't got a donor yet, have you?
No, not yet, no. My husband offered to be one, but we've got different blood groups, so they could do it, but it's a bit complicated.
It's making me sad. I mean, I've seen my family suffer. My mom with cancer, and my brother. They all die out now. But my nieces and her, she had breast cancer.
Oh dear.
She had that years and years ago. Something now with, you know, I mean, she's changed. Jackie and my nephew are going strong. They only take antibiotics. I'm very lucky at the moment.
Oh, that's
good.
Because I've
got a thyroid problem.
Yeah.
Well, so.
I suppose we all get something. Hopefully I won't have to wait too long.
I hope not, because I do sometimes your people wait long. Don't finish now.
Huh?
What time was your appointment?
Well, I've seen, I'm just waiting to go home now. I had to get up here for 10,
yes.
But I had to see quite a lot of people, so, yeah.
She's calling out names.
I live in hope that I'll be soon.
He's calling name out, so I don't know what your name is. So.
I didn't hear it, but.
Do you think maybe you should sit over there?
No, I usually hear it.
Yes, you can hear it.
No, it's not me.
How old is the dog?
How old?
Yes.
He's 7.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's fine.
Mm-hmm. You go to church?
I used to. I haven't been for a couple of years, I must admit. Because the church I went to, there was a lot of scandal, and it put me off going, really.
You want to go to this one called the UKG in Brixton. They're very good. When they pray for you for healing, they pray for you. A lot of testimony of people who have healed.
Yeah. It's quite far from me, that's the only thing.
Yes, it is a bit far.
I mean, it's not, if you can drive, it isn't.
There's
but
one in West Croydon as well, but that one, you have to go up the stairs. They were going to put a lift in because of elderly people that have done it. But there's a church for healing, and there's a church for healing. All churches for healing. And then you have some faith, that's all.
Yeah. The Lord, all things are possible. The God, all things are possible. Well, they obviously weren't coming for me, were they?
Sorry?
And when they were calling out the names, they weren't coming.
No.
For, no.
He's coming over, so he might know he
calling people again now. You get your pain sorted out, and you.
Yeah, I'm going down to my. I'm not going to go accident.
No.
I'm going to my doctor, and I'm going to walk in and sit down and wait.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they'll sort it out.
This is terrible. I'm so scared of them. They're strong. See, when they're strong.
I know.
There's one tablet I can take, and I've got another favourite one. Do you think?
Oh, I hope that they're
you
on
don't
it.
Do them.
But they, do they still do those?
I was just thinking that if you're doing it with the prescription, you might have to work with the doctor.
I haven't heard of those for years.
No, where is it? Because it's your turn, a long time ago, I had that. And I had it, I think, for pounds. I had it for pounds.
Yeah. Do you mind? Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Thanks a lot. What are you doing? Hey? Boy. Oh, now we wait. And now we wait.
Pause recording.
One thing I'm going to do when I get home is clear out my bag. I think I did an audio boom of this a couple of months ago, and it's now, it weighs a ton and it's full of junk, including a toilet roll. Yes. And it's heavy and it hasn't got a shoulder strap, so. Oh, I hope I don't have any aggro about the dog this time. I didn't come in because it was the bloke that lives round the corner from me, and he's taken me loads of time.
Hello.
Yeah, I did see you there, but I
couldn't.
Oh, lovely.
So you're going first?
I don't know.
I wonder why people always say they're going to pray for me. I presume that did come out on here, because I went to pause it at one point and it was already paused, so I think it came out.
Not on purpose.
Anyway, let's pause this. Oh no, here we go, here we go. Here we go. I've got a blind dog with me. Hello?
Melanie McNeil, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Okay, good. Oh, come on then, let's go. Good boy. Alright. Can I take your arm? Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else or is it just me?
There's somebody else sitting in the vehicle already.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's just us there.
Okay. Well, I'm home now. It's about 20 to 4. It's a beautiful day. It's a little bit breezy, but it's lovely. Had a delivery of... Oh, my God. Why did they send me all these boxes? I don't need all these. Oh, dear. The house is being taken over by them. Anyway, that's another story. Had quite a good journey home. Came with an elderly couple. I don't know why they even put us in the same... There's not even any room, much room in this cupboard for any more. I don't know why they even put us in the same car or form of transport, because they were going to Plumstead and I'm going to Alpington, which is completely in the opposite direction. So a big debate ensued as to who should be taken first. And he said, have any of you got anything to get home for? And I said, well, yes, I've got dialysis. I mean, as it is... I've got to put my bag on to warm up for an hour, so I can't do it for an hour. So imagine if I'd had to go to Plumstead first, especially at this time of night, what time I would have got home. So I didn't mind if they said they were going first, but luckily the driver said that I had to come first. And they agreed. Well, I don't know which one was the patient. I think it was the lady, and the man was just with her as an escort. A pile of plates here, cups, nice. Oh my God, turn around in his face. Look at it. Whoa. These plums from Tesco weren't very nice. I'll just get me some from the market. Oh, yuck. Okay, not even eating that, it's horrible.
What a waste.
Anyway, what am I going to do? I'm going to get a drink. Squash. Lemon squash. Nice. Okay, I'll have that. That's why I had a plum, because... Well, I went to have a plum because I was thirsty. And normally the juicy plums are thirst quenching, but that one was horrible. It was just like a woolly, like the equivalent of a woolly apple. Disgusting. Well, today wasn't too bad. There were actually some pretty useful elements of the day. I'm a bit disappointed I didn't get to know my heart results, but and that I have got to go back for the second one, but the doctor said more or less everybody does. And they can't tell till they, for some reason, they can't usually tell how things are until they compare the two tests. So, I'm back for that on Friday. Not to there, I'm back at the same hospital, but to a different quarter, the nuclear medicine department again. By which time I will have cleared out my handbag. There's no need to take around all that bag and baggage. No need whatsoever. Put the rest of that drink in the fridge and I'm going to try another plum. I fear they are all the same. They're just not very nice. To get me some from the market. It's our anniversary tomorrow. I'm hoping he's going to be able to take Saturday off so we can go out because he's on late. Oh, this one's better. A bit better. Anyway, I'm going to upload this. I'll speak to you later.